What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And again, a reminder, the toll-free number is still not working due to Vonage. And the dial-in numbers, if you want to join me for the remaining hour of the program, area code 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897. And Mike is in our control room struggling with all of these technological issues, planned obsolescence, and all these other headaches that he is sadly having to deal with here. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about this agenda to try and blur all of the populations of Earth together into one formless mass of humanity that's easy to control. We're talking about this concerted effort to destroy our sense of identity, our cultural heritage, our regional identity. They're trying to get us so confused we're not even sure what bathroom to use, because that way we are easier to control. People with a strong sense of who they are very hard to push around. And that's why it's now under attack. So Obama wants to bring in more Syrian refugees. The State Department is literally spending your tax dollars down in Guatemala on radio and TV ads telling the Guatemalans how to come to this country and get free stuff. Hillary Clinton is out there saying, we should give the Detroit jobs to the Syrian refugees. I didn't think they had any jobs in Detroit. And if they do, why should they not go to the people who live in Detroit? Now, as I said before, the reason they're rushing on all of this as hard as they can is because opposition to this New World Order, One World Government, Blur Everybody Together agenda is growing rapidly. And there's a story coming out of yournewsbeast.com. World ignores Clinton and backs Putin's vow to destroy the New World Order. And this is based on a British poll showing that Putin is much more popular in Great Britain than Hillary Clinton. We're going to take a phone call. Scott in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Scott, are you there?
Hello, Mike. What a breath of fresh air you are.
Thank you.
You know, I would just like to say that these TPP and all of these, if we ever won on any trade agreement in the last 20, 30 years...
Well, you know what's really kind of ironic? They always put out these agreements and say, this is about free trade. Well, if the trade is free, you don't need an agreement. And the reason the TPP and TTIP have run into serious opposition is because it's the United States trying to bully the world into doing what is in U.S. corporations' best interests. And as we reported yesterday, the vice chancellor over in Germany is saying that TTIP is dead. There's been no agreement whatsoever, because all of these European nations are saying that they really don't think the United States has a right to come on in there and tell them how to run their commerce and their business. And they're already fed up with all the tinkering that's coming out of Brussels. So they don't need another bunch of these politicians coming on in and trying to prove how valuable they are by messing things up. As far as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, one of the biggest stumbling blocks they're dealing with there is... they're trying to basically ban GMO labeling around the world. And that's a hard sell for many of these Asian countries, which have, if not banned GMO, mandated GMO labeling. And if you understand Asian sensibilities, reversing themselves on that, that's a loss of face. And that's a big, big deal to the Chinese and the Japanese. They don't want to turn around and be shown reversing themselves at the behest of the United States of America. So it's in trouble, and I know that once Obama is done here on this island, he's headed to the G20, and he's going to be pushing for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I don't think he's going to get any traction there.
Listen, I really appreciate your input, and you bring so much to the table, my friend. And I just want to thank you for keep on keeping on what you're doing, because you're alerting people who would otherwise be unknowing to the tricks. And, and I didn't know the other side of it was against it, like true Americans are against it. And that's refreshing.
Yeah, and I think both of these deals were a desperate attempt by the U.S. government to lock the current economic global situation in place before the U.S. dollar declines anymore, if not collapses outright. You know, after World War II, they had Bretton Woods that kept the world basically serving U.S. interests. After that, it was the petrodollar. But now other countries are realizing that in this day and age of instantaneous global financial transactions, a single global currency is an obsolete idea. And so I think the U.S. was trying with these two agreements to try and sort of lock things where they are right now and not let them deteriorate any further. Certainly there was that agenda to raise multinational corporations above sovereign governments, the rise of the corporate state, and pretty much everybody is dead set against that one except the corporate leaders.
You know, I was very happy in the outcome of the Brexit. Do you think that will... That thinking, that mode of thinking, would keep us from a North American so-called unfair trade agreement that would bring in Canada and Mexico, or will we be able to remain singularly sovereign as a result of Brexit being the start of people saying nationalism, populism, so forth?
Well, certainly here in the United States of America, it's going to depend on what happens in November. If Hillary Clinton steals the White House, she's clearly a globalist. She's fully on board with this dropping of national borders and reducing everybody to third world poverty so that we're all equal in the eyes of the social justice warriors. Donald Trump, of course, his popularity is based on this idea of making America great again. Because we used to be a great nation, and we were a great nation because we, the American people, made it so. And that's why we're so angry that it's being taken away from us and handed out like a prize at a contest to people pouring across the borders from other countries.
I believe people are catching on more and more to this whole elitist movement, which mm-hmm. has been going on from time immemorial. But now it's come to the fore, and people are just realizing through the gift of the internet and so forth that we're sick of it. We've had enough.
Well, yeah, more than that, there's a fundamental transition going on here because ordinary people are realizing that the elitists aren't really very elite at all. They're just people who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And in their mind, it makes them superior people and elite. But to the rest of us, it just makes them people who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill, and they should be in jail. And very often we're seeing people whose only justification for being an elitist is huge amounts of money, like George Soros or Bill Gates, who think that money gives them the right to treat the planet Earth and all of humankind as their personal playthings. And people are really very angry about that as more and more information about what they've been doing starts to surface.
Do you think they'll ever be indicted? I'm talking
No,
about
I'll
Soros.
Just be happy if we kick them out. You know, we just kick. I mean, based on what's coming out of the Clinton Foundation, we could probably impoverish most of these people under the existing RICO statutes. And boy, if you want to punish a money junkie, you know, taking away their money is far worse than execution. Make them live as poor people. That would be the best punishment of all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, I want to thank you for your time and your format. It's excellent.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You have a good day, friend, and
all right.
A brother in liberty.
I like that phrase. Thank you very much, thank you for the kind words there. We're going to let Scott go and go to John in Detroit. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there. I've been listening to you for a little while now. I just discovered you recently. I'm sure you've been on the air for a while.
Since 2007.
Yeah, it's a while. I've been hearing you touch on certain favorite topics, it seems, and one of which is the short lifespan of our electronic consumer products and stuff like that.
Well, it's not just the electronics. It's the cars. You know, they're literally engineered to start rusting out as soon as you've completed that car loan payment.
Well, that's true. I just thought I'd bring up a point. Are you familiar with the term ROHS?
ROHS. No, please enlighten us.
Okay. It came out of Europe, of course, like all good things do, and it stands for Recovery of Hazardous Substances. And it's basically a drive to get all the bad things out of our stuff. This includes lead from our solder. And they've replaced the lead with bismuth. And the alloy they're using now turns brittle in the air, which means that the connections break down, which means that the electronics still bad just sitting there. And force you to buy it again. So I just wanted to buttress your argument that we are getting stuff that breaks sooner, and it's like they're designing it, but it is actually that they are designing it that way. ROHS is a big part of this because, you know, all the kids that go down to the dump and lick the, you know, solder joints on the circuit boards, we're saving them from that, apparently, by this ROHS program that makes the electronics die years before their time. That's just one, you know, small aspect of it, of course. Go ahead.
No, please finish.
Well, I just thought I'd mention that, you know, another large part of this is the CAFE standards, corporate average fuel economy.
Yes.
That caused the vehicle weight to drop, and the sophistication, the complexity to, you know, escalate to the point where you can't work on your car anymore. And I'm getting it from just regular schmoes, you know, normally lap at the media trough about how you can't really work on your car anymore. It's like, oh, good, you're starting to wake up. That's a start.
Yeah, I noticed that myself. I mean, when I was a kid, I was a gearhead. And I helped my mother restore a 1952 MGTC. I did the engine and powertrain, and she did the bodywork. And boy, the day she drove that around the block for the first time was—I'd never seen her look prouder about anything. But the last time I got under the hood was when we had this disastrous Xterra, and it started leaking oil from underneath the valve covers. Okay, no big deal. Let's replace the valve cover gasket. And then I found out that because of the way the engine was manufactured, the head gasket and valve cover gaskets were all one item, and you couldn't replace the valve cover gaskets without literally having to do a head job on the engine. And I'm sure this probably simplified things for the manufacturer, but you're absolutely right. These cars, modern cars, are not designed to be worked on. You have to have these computers to even talk to the car and find out what's going on. And I'm sure it's a blessing to all those factory-authorized repair stores and, you know, good for the economy. But I'm not surprised that somebody has come out with an open-source piece of software for these onboard computers in the cars.
Look up Cantac. CANTACT. It's just a start. It's open source.
And they're putting their own software on. Go ahead.
Well, you may need to conjure up your own driver, you know, to talk to your car, or, you know, get with the community to figure out how to write the driver. But you can talk to your car, just like the fellow with the Jeep and the fellow with the Corvette and all that other stuff, you know. Turn on the wipers, shut off the rat lights.
Well, what I'm talking about here is literally replacing the software in the computer that the car comes with, because we don't know what's in there. And there are concerns that this software with access to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth is reporting on your driving habits to your car insurance company or various other things like that. And apparently we just lost John to our deteriorating telephone system. I'll tell you a little personal anecdote. When I first encountered planned obsolescence, it was when Claire and I were still living in North Hollywood. And I went out and I found this little backyard barbecue at a yard sale. and got a really good price, and I brought it home, and I discovered there was one piece of it that was broken. And it was just this little valve that went into the burner. So I went down to the store that carried this exact line of barbecues, and I was told that the specifications for this piece had changed, and you couldn't buy the old-sized one anymore. You couldn't get the spare part. So the only solution was to buy whole new barbecue, which I didn't do. I threw the old one out, and I took the loss on that. But there was no real reason to change the diameter on this fitting other than to instantly obsolete all the older units. So as they failed, they had to be replaced because they couldn't be repaired anymore. And it really is this conspiracy to keep us working and buying the same things over and over and over again. And I was talking about the cars and rust, which is a big issue here in Hawaii because we have all this salt air around. And you can basically make a car body proof against rust by the amount of anodization, the galvanization that put on there, little layer of zinc that acts as a sacrificial anode to prevent the steel from corroding. And the high-end supercars, they'll lay that on thick because they know you want to keep that car for a very long time and someday it'll be in a museum. But your consumer-level cars, ordinary cars, the high-end cars, they control the amount of galvanization so that at 8 years' time, the car body starts to rust. And for the lower-end cars, it's only 5 years, the length of your auto loan. They're literally designing the car to start rusting as soon as you pay off that auto loan. And the model for the higher-end cars is original owner plus another owner for 3 years. That's why they do 8 years. And it literally is and it's not like it costs a huge fortune to add more zinc on that car body. But if they add more zinc on that car body, you might be tempted to drive that car a lot longer. And not everybody does that. I mean, I'm driving this 17-year-old Honda, and it's showing its age. The air conditioning doesn't work anymore. But there's very, very little rust on it. It's a wonderful, wonderful car. And it proves that it is possible to make cars that are going to last for a while. So, all right, let's see. We're going to go to Jesse in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So just a quick point on the plan obsolescence. There's this big scandal with John Deere and how all the farmers wanted to be able to fix their tractors, and they couldn't because all this internal software and everything, and they couldn't get in there and tinker with it. And if people were writing workarounds, and then John Deere would try to sue them. I don't know if you remember that a couple of years ago.
I do, and it's kind of amazing because I'm a farm kid. I spent my childhood in New England farming country, and I remember the John Deere equipment back then. It was designed specifically to be repaired by the farmers.
Exactly.
Because you're out there in the fields. It's not like you can take it down to a garage. And they were designed to be easy to take apart in the field with basic tools, replace what was broken, and get back to farming, which is what you're supposed to be doing. And today it's exactly the opposite, where, I mean, there's actually now a law, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. You're not allowed to look at the software inside the car you bought and owned.
Yeah, because you don't own it. They own it. You're just renting it, basically.
Well, they're licensing the software to you with all the rest of it. And if it's as loaded with malware as, well, Windows 10, for example... There's a legitimate need for people to see what's inside there. I mean, look how crooked the election software is. Why should we assume that the software the government is and corporations are putting in our cars is any less nefarious?
No, you have to assume that it is nefarious until you're proven wrong, I think.
All right, well, listen, Jesse...
I actually wanted to call in about Trump.
I know you did, and I got to hold you through the commercial break.
Okay,
so don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Jesse in New York, you wanted to talk about Donald Trump. Jesse, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air now.
Okay. Do you ever listen to Trump's stump speeches?
I've listened to some of them, yes.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes is going on YouTube, and, I mean, there's a lot of different YouTube channels that stream them live, but I like the Right Side Broadcasting Network one, and if you go into live chat, it's absolutely hilarious what people post on there. But I remember a speech he gave a couple weeks ago where he was talking about how horribly in debt the country is, like $20 trillion or whatever our deficit is.
Oh, it's worse than that, but that's the accepted number.
And then he was saying, he was like, well, maybe I wouldn't mind if everything was tippy-top. That was the phrase he used. If our airports were tippy-top, and our roads were tippy-top, and our bridges were tippy-top. But, you know, we spent all this money on going ridiculous wars in the Middle East and all our foreign aid to Israel, etc. And, you know, I thought it was a great point that he made there.
Well, he's absolutely right. It's one thing to be in debt and to have the resources to pay off that debt. But
right, and if we had good
we've lost our manufacturing. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. Our infrastructure is in absolute disarray right now. And, of course, under the Federal Reserve System, it's impossible to pay the debt off.
Right.
because when you've got all the currency loaned into circulation at interest, it's a debt trap. It's specifically a debt trap.
The oldest trick in the book.
Very much so.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say, thanks. By the way, you might want to put the call numbers on your website there.
Well, I am this incredible optimist. I keep thinking that we're going to have our toll-free number back tomorrow, but if not, you're right. I probably ought to put the non-toll-free numbers up there.
I did find them on RBN, the RBN website, so. That's how I found them.
All right. Well, if the toll-free number is not available tomorrow, I'll go ahead and post them on the website.
Okay.
So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Jerry in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks very much for taking my call. Hey, you know, you were talking about cars, and, you know, I grew up a gearhead, too. I fixed all my own cars and everything, but you were getting into the rusting of the vehicles as soon as you seemed to pay them off.
Yes.
All because of the galvanization and everything else like that. My dad was a machinist for the city of Chicago years ago, and he made up his own Z-Bart rig up. We didn't have an air compressor. We couldn't afford one. It was run off of a full spare tire. You use that for your pressure source. You ran it through a windshield washer solvent bottle from, I believe, an International Harvester. And he had himself a wand that was about 6-7 feet long. So you drilled your own holes. You had to plug them. And you sprayed this tar, something else contraption in there. And I got to tell you something. I usually get 20 years out of a car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and like you say, you used to be able to work on them. Nowadays, my God, you have to be a genius to get under the hood. And I always said one day if I ever pulled the terrorist act off, it would be to get all of these engineers and architects that design these automobiles that nobody can work on in their garage on a Saturday and lock them in my garage for a whole weekend and tell them, rebuild what's wrong with this car. And then let them out. But that's all I wanted to add, and you have yourself a fantastic day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And before we hit the commercial break, I want to share a concern. There is a website called the Sandy Hook Justice website, and it is the website where Wolfgang Halbig has been posting updates regarding his various Freedom of Information Act lawsuits regarding Sandy Hook. And as of an alert reader pointed out, as of today, when you go to that website, and we link to it, it just says this website has been removed from the internet, and there's no other explanation. I've emailed Wolfgang Halbig. I've yet to receive a reply. I'm going to try and give him a phone call here right after the show and try and find out exactly what's going on here. But it looks like they're trying to shut that down because he was getting awfully, awfully close to proving that that was just another government false flag hoax. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. And once again, that 800 number is not working. And if you want to join us for the last half hour of the show, it's 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897. And if the toll-free number is not working tomorrow, I will have these posted at the top of whatreallyhappened.com so that people can call in a lot more easily. I'm getting an email I'm looking at right now reporting that Wolfgang Halberg apparently received death threats that were credible enough for him to report to the local sheriff in his home, but of course they didn't do a thing about it. And apparently they were threats to the life of his family. So I'm going to call and get a confirmation on that. But it would appear that we're seeing this brown shirt kind of stuff happening again. Meanwhile, over in the police departments, now, as you know, we reported a while back, believe it or not, if you go down to your local police academy and apply to be a police officer, you are given an IQ test. If you score too high, you are rejected. Apparently, they don't want police officers to actually be thinking. Kind of makes you wonder where they find detectives. But apparently, as a demonstration of the fallacy of this policy, Grants Police Department Sergeant Roshan C. McKinney was arrested last week after it was caught on his own body camera that he was stealing money and marijuana from the police department. There's a demonstration of smarts right there. He was apparently helping himself to marijuana and money from the evidence lockup, and he forgot to turn off his body camera, and they caught him on that. Now, there was a very, very bizarre video, and we linked to it. And the video, there isn't much to see in the video. It's apparently somebody who was in the back of this car with a driver and flipped on the recording device to record the conversation and didn't really get a lot of pictures. But it's this social justice warrior who took it upon herself to be offended by this little hula girl statue on the dash of the car. And she's going on about, you know, what a terrible thing, how racist, how insensitive, blah, 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 and talking about, you know, you're selling out the continent of Hawaii, which tells you the mindset of these social justice warriors for two reasons. One, this is not a continent. It's an island. I know. I live here. Second, Hawaiians make a good living off of those dolls. Where do you think they come from? Yes, they're made in China, but we sell them here. And as I've mentioned before, this whole political correctness can never, ever, ever possibly work because there are way too many people wandering through life whose only sense of self-value is to always find things to be offended by. It's impossible to come up with a society where nobody feels offended when you are, in fact, dealing with people whose entire self-image is being offended by things. I'm going to be offended. Now, here's a story that is another reminder about why we should not be too eager to go to the hospital. And it has to do with the fact that there was a hospital that was having a problem, apparently for the last 11 years, of not being able to properly clean their surgical instruments. And to the point where surgeries were called off, even after the patient was under anesthesia, because they couldn't find the equipment. And this is a for-profit hospital. It's being run by a corporation whose interest is profit. And as a result, the quality of care just isn't there. So this story was coming on out from governmentslaves.info, and how an investigation by a local newspaper found 200 pages of internal emails and reports indicating that surgeons and staffers have been complaining for 11 years about improperly cleaned, broken, missing instruments. And this is a hospital, this is the Tenet Healthcare of Dallas, Texas. It's not about your health, it's about the money. It's about the money. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Barbara in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. First time caller. Listen
okay.
to your show. I love it. You do a
Thank
great
you.
Job. I was thinking about the national debt, and I was thinking about all these criminals that we have in office and have had in office. Like, we know George H.W. Bush, him and Bill Clinton was running the MENA, Arkansas, Iran-Contra.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought people connected with drugs had their assets seized. And since he's worth $60 trillion, and the Clinton Foundation has how many hundred million dollars, I think we should throw them in jail for their crimes of treason, confiscate their assets, solve the national debt problem, take care of Social Security, and get us back on track.
Well, in a nation with a real justice system, that would be a good idea. And remember, Larry Klayman, who founded Judicial Watch, had built an ironclad RICO lawsuit case against the Clinton Foundation, which would have resulted in the government being able to seize that money. But the case went to a judge that was a Clinton appointee, and that guy just threw it out of court without even looking at it. And that was the end of that story, at which point the FBI came on in and took over the investigation, which means we can count on FBI Director Kerry coming on out and Comey coming on out and saying, well, they didn't mean to do wrong, so we're not going to recommend charges. The entire system is corrupted, and it's corrupted by this drug money. And that's what Americans have to wake up and realize. Our government is just as corrupt from drug money today as it was with alcohol money during Prohibition. We're back in that exact same degree of out-of-control corruption. The entire system is compromised. Nobody in the federal government is actually doing the job they're supposed to be doing.
I agree with you, and that's why we have to vote out everybody that's rerunning for office, and we have to vote Donald Trump in, because he said he would be the law and order president.
Well, we just need to get that narcocracy out, and that means the Clintons and the Bushes and all of their enablers and supporters who've been part of this whole nightmare. And looking back on history, one of the problems that we seem to have is that policies are implemented without any real analysis of what the downside might be well into the future. Now, when George Herbert Walker Bush set up this whole clandestine pipeline for guns going down from Arkansas to Nicaragua, all being funded by drugs coming back in, I'm sure they were thinking in terms of Nicaragua and making sure that the Sandinistas were defeated. And apparently nobody was really concerned with, you know, when you bring this much drug money into the hands of very ambitious politicians who are by default willing to violate U.S. law, what's going to happen? And they really didn't think very carefully about what was going to happen in the future from all this.
No, they didn't. But I still say that if they try to steal the election, there's probably going to be an uprising. I hope not. I would hope that we could do a peaceful revolution, but I don't see that happening.
Well, you'll forgive me if I keep trying along that same agenda. I'm trying the Gandhi approach because, frankly, I'm too old to be out there on the barricades, you know, with the torches and the pitchforks and everything. And on a more serious note, of course, the reason I'm not in favor of any kind of an armed uprising is the wrong people get killed in these things.
Exactly.
And I don't want to see that happen. But I look at the Soviet model as how the Soviet Union was brought down by the Soviet citizens learning what their government was really up to through the samizdat, and all they had to work with was fax machines. That's all it took to bring down the mighty Soviet Union was fax machines. And
the NSA spying going on and them monitoring all of our communications, maybe we ought to take the Soviet example and just start sending fax.
Well, we don't need to. I mean, this NSA spying on everybody is a gigantic bluff because there simply aren't enough of them to watch us all. I'm sure there's a targets list, and I'm sure I'm on it. But they can collect all the data they want. Analyzing it for any meaningful content, they simply don't have the manpower or the computer power. And that's really it. And remember, in World War II, okay, the Gestapo played the same hoax on the German people. They deliberately cultivated an image that the Gestapo heard everything, they saw everything, they could virtually read your mind in order to scare the German people into silence about what the Nazis were doing. And, of course, we all know what happened to the German people who went along with that and were cowed and remained silent, and they basically saw their country destroyed. So hopefully we're not going to repeat that particular mistake. But the fact of the matter is, the NSA can't watch us all. They simply can't. It's impossible.
I agree.
Okay?
I'm with you on a peaceful overthrow. I really am.
Well, I'm calling it more of a peaceful transition. I'd like to see Donald Trump win in a landslide that is so great that the vote riggers can't steal it. And at the same time, we have to give him a Congress that will work with him and not block his every single move. And that means an anti-incumbency sweep throughout Congress. We're watching some of these races that are out there, and I'm sure there's massive election fraud already going on. We're hearing about glitches and anomalies down in Arizona, where McCain is trying to hang on to his job because he doesn't know any. It's not like he could do anything else for a living. With his resume and his age, it's not like he could find a real job. So, of course, he's going to cheat to hang on. All right, Barbara, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and get on to human-caused global warming, and they are out there pushing this so hard right now. Latest story is from The Guardian, where NASA has announced Earth is warming at a pace unprecedented in 1,000 years. Can you see how the hysteria is ramping up? It's not just warming. It's warming the most rapidly in the last 1,000 years. And they're basing this on temperature records going back to the 1800s, which were made with instruments nowhere near as accurate as what we have today. And we know that the global warming people like to cherry pick the data to come up with the results they want. Now, having worked there myself, I know the reasons why NASA stands for never a straight answer. And a big part of their remaining budget is to support Obama's global warming agenda. Now, we've had several record-setting winters. We're headed into yet another. The Old Farmer's Almanac, who I trust a heck of a lot more than I do the U.S. government, is saying we're going to have another rough winter. It's already snowing in August in the Northern Hemisphere, Colorado, California, Calgary. The winter sports venues in Northern Europe are opening early. And here is where it really starts to come out what's going on, because according to an article in yournewswire.com, newly leaked documents reveal George Soros was paying Al Gore $10 million a year to sell this human-caused global warming agenda, because human-caused global warming is one of the pillars on which the push for a global government rests. Oh, the world is in danger from humans. We need a global environmental authority that you surrender your freedom and sovereignty to. And the other one was going to be the global pandemic requiring a global health authority. They tried that one in 2009 with the When Pigs Fly flu, and that one fell flat on its face. And, of course, the third pillar is a global economic crisis, which does seem about to happen, and they're going to recommend a global private central bank as the solution. And nobody is going to go for that, because we know private central banks created this economic disaster. And a global private central bank is kind of like saying, let's back the Titanic up and whack that iceberg on the other side of the bow and see if that makes the leaks go away. All right, we've got two more phone calls here. Jason in Boston, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent. Great to hear. Sorry you guys are having trouble with the phone. They're really trying to get to you guys, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's that or just living in a fascist economic dictatorship where the infrastructure is continuing to crumble.
Well, excellent. It'll be fixed soon. But I originally called to talk about Hillary Clinton and the news media. But after what you just mentioned there, do you remember a time when we were younger? I'm 32, but I remember when I was 5, 10, 15, the sun used to be yellow and the sky was blue. And now it's a bizarre, opaque, I don't know if it's chemtrails or changes, and the sun is this bright, hot, white, bizarre thing. It's just different. Have you noticed that, or am I crazy?
Well, I think the sun has not changed color or activity in any way perceptible by human senses. You have to measure it with instrumentation. You may live in an area where there's a lot of pollution, a lot of air travel. Certainly, there's a lot more air traffic, commuter flights going across our skies than when we were younger. And that does have an influence as well. Anyway, listen, we're running out of time. Thank you for the phone call, Jason. We're going to switch to Karen in Maryland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. The question is the term smart, smartphones, smart meters, smart cities, whatever is called smart. My question is, what are the characteristics of SMART, and is there, are there characteristics of SMART? And I guess what I mean by that is, should we be concerned every time we hear the term SMART, and what do things that are called SMART have in common? Is there some kind of characteristic or quality or attribute that all SMART things have, if you follow what I'm saying?
Well, basically, the term or the prefix SMART is applied to anything with embedded computer technology that is able to go on out and network. Some are obviously advantageous, such as the smartphones, but there's this big push with the Internet of Things to make everything smart and on the grid and wide open. And I don't think it's appropriate. It's certainly not necessary. I don't need a smart coffee maker. And, of course, anything that has an embedded computer that's available on the net is wide open to hacking. Somebody could hack into your smart coffee maker, crank it up, full bore without any water, and start a fire in your kitchen. So you have to take the smart devices on a case-by-case basis as to what is appropriate to your life and what you really don't know. And if you don't really need it, I wouldn't go with it. Like I said, I'm turning into a Luddite in my old age. We got to let you go and take a break for commercials.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to finish up the show with a couple of science news items here. Apparently, over in Iceland, there's concern that one of the country's largest volcanoes, Katla, may be on the verge of eruption. They had a double earthquake, which is usually a warning sign of something about to happen. The quakes were magnitude 4.2 and 4.5. By themselves, not all that big. But still a possible indicator. Here in Hawaii, we're looking at some serious weather coming on in. We have two hurricanes out there, more or less aimed at us. Hurricane Madeline is a Category 3 storm. The track prediction is toward the south. The Big Island is going to get really hit. Maui less so. Doesn't look like it's going to be that much of a problem here on Oahu. We'll get rain and thunderstorms. We're already getting a little wind and a little bit of mist right now. The big problem for us here on Oahu is Hurricane Lester, which is a Category 3 high end. That actually is tracking to the north side of the islands, and that'll be here end of the week. So we're going to hunker down and see what's going on there. What's interesting with Madeline is the computer models they're using do not appear to me to take into account what happens when one of these storms goes over the south part of the Big Island, where you have all that hot volcanic rock and you have this huge updraft. And we've seen it happen before where a storm will come across that and it will get deflected or torn apart. So we're going to be looking at Madeline when it crosses the Big Island, because it could decide to carry them off in a different direction, and we'll be keeping an eye on that. But it's kind of like being in a shooting gallery out here, and it's making us a little bit nervous, as it were. Okay, we're seeing more and more of these stories coming on out about how in the corporate media, anybody reporting on the questions about Hillary Clinton's health is losing their job. And like I said, it has become so obvious what's going on. To me, it feels like Hillary's campaign is in panic mode. They can't find anything to destroy Trump with. They're making stuff up. You know, Trump and Vladimir Putin are secret lovers, and Putin is going to steal the election for Donald Trump. Putin doesn't need to. Hillary Clinton is an absolute disaster, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz not only betrayed the rules of the Democratic National Committee, she has ruined the Democratic Party. Because when Hillary goes down for the crimes and corruptions, hopefully before the election, maybe afterwards, it's going to wreck the Democrats the way Richard Nixon wrecked the Republicans. It'll take them a decade to recover from that. And the Democratic voters didn't want Hillary. Most of the Democratic local committees didn't want Hillary. Their superdelegates were bought and paid for, and the leaked DNC emails, probably by Seth Rich, not Russia, made it very clear. Debbie Wasserman Schultz usurped the nomination for Hillary Clinton. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hopefully the toll-free lines are going to be working. All of you listening to me right now are part of the independent media. Take what you learn here and at whatreallyhappened.com. Share it with everybody that you know. We're in a fight for the future, not only of the United States of America, but the planet itself. It's that serious. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively. effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.